physical attribute.
I don't like where this is
going. Clothing style choice, car choice is a race, technically.
No, that's not how that works.
Any of that works.
That's not how any
if
of this
Irish people
works.
Are a race, people who drive Subarus are a race.
That's not how that works. They've got genetic... keep getting sucked into this.
A subreddit.
What was that?
I said, let's do an entire podcast where I read dad jokes off of this subreddit, our dad jokes.
Was it not what we're already doing?
It's worse. It would be worse.
Sitsock.
For some of the people in the car.
Highball.
Sitsock Highball?
Money.
And I'm Kyle Hagen.
Joe.
Hi, Highball Money.
Joe Quick's back.
Joe Quick in the back.
We could, we could finish the furniture or God thing where you guys are teaming up. We can do that after work.
We gotta do whatever. Sorry, guys. My car wouldn't start.
Oh, shit.
So, why'd you do that?
I noticed, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was kind of sluggish starting last week, and then this other thing.
Cars
we're going for that way. And there's never the cars in the morning, and then there's the cars in the morning.
Hey, welcome to America. I'm gonna talk like this all day.
I'm not doing so hot today, so.
Kendrick's been in a slow decline this week.
Slow?
Yeah, no, it was his slow. It started on Wednesday.
We're like spiraling.
Slower than usual.
Work deadline of October all of a sudden became, oh yeah, from the great distant October to you, that's 3 weeks away.
You're right. That means my birthday's almost 3 weeks away.
Woot!
And I'm not certain I'm going to be able to get this project done with the time I have left. So I have to go tell my boss that I don't know how to do my job.
Just blame it on me and say, Kyle brought in a Super NES Classic and it's really been fucking with me.
No, it's not even remotely that part. That's been maybe a half hour a day into that. It's way more of the fires that come up.
I think that's
my time management.
Can we make
it? No, and it is. And it's like, in my mind, it's like, I could get that done by October, but then he just gave me something else to do today. And I know I've got two more things that are going to come up today. And it's like, being honest, I don't think I can do it. Being hopeful, I think I can. But you can't build deadlines around hopeful.
So if anybody can help Kendrick do his job better, do that.
Please, for the love of God, help me.
Help me! Help me! By this time, he's already been fired, but that's okay.
Yeah, by the time his podcast is at the airwaves, it's probably like January. So.
That trash truck is like full of assassins, and it's just driving around the neighborhood dropping assassins off.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Into trash cans? Trash can assassins?
They like tip the trash can up, and they're like, oh, dumping trash in or whatever, and the assassin gets right in. Yeah.
Because you always do it like one arm, like with arms akimbo, right? Because you like have the bag in one hand and you open the lid with the other and they just come up and they slit your wrist.
Wow.
And when you're confused by that, they slit your throat.
And then they slit your throat.
No, it's like they're just going to leave it at like making it look like a suicide.
And that's the double slit experiment. Have you ever heard of that in quantum physics?
That's not even close to what that is. I mean, I guess there's two slits, which is pretty good.
Ninja
slitting your throat. No trash
and then you
can.
Can't know if there's a ninja in the trash can or not because you're dead. Quantum physics explained by Kendrick in a panicked morning state.
Quantum physics is the way I get around a lot of problems in my life. Because you never know what's going to happen until it happens, so you never have to worry about anything until it happens. Yeah, it's like Schrodinger's life. Box.
I actually started putting a Facebook post together, and then I saved it as a draft, and then it disappeared into the ether, because that's apparently what Facebook drafts do.
And you can still do that.
Apparently you can't.
Huh.
He thought there was something there that made it seem like he could.
I was like writing it, and then I was like, I'll finish this later, and then it was gone, because I had a certain way of thinking, but it was about how like people freak out, because the world doesn't make sense, but making sense is just something we made up to feel better about the world. It doesn't have to make sense. It's not beholden to your sense. The world just does stuff. Shit's just happening.
Yeah.
We invented sense.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I was trying to find it and make it funnier, and I was like, this could be funnier, and then I didn't really... I was like, save the draft. There's a button, and then gone. It's like, well, thanks, Facebook, for failing to... For letting me down once again.
They just disguised their trash button as a... as an actual save.
It's just...
Which would be an amazing prank to pull on somebody.
I was watching that Forbidden Colors thing last night.
What is this
Did
Forbidden
you see that?
Colors?
I didn't really get it. Because, like, I didn't see shit.
And... Did you watch it all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you see?
Like, I have astigmatism in my right eye, so it's hard for me to do cross eyes the same way that a normal person would.
Okay.
So, like, when he did that part of the experiment, I was, like, seeing the only, like, a like brick of yellow, basically. Like, and it was hard to, like, kind of do that.
So,
but,
for other people with different levels of functioning eyes, I encourage you, I'll put the video on here. You know where it is, Kendrick. You'll find it. It's in your YouTube history. Piece of human garbage.
Why does having a YouTube history make you garbage?
Well, I can search the YouTube history if you watch videos and find it, but
so you didn't answer the question about how that makes you garbage.
Makes me, I'm human garbage because by the time I'm editing this, I'll be unemployed.
Oh, okay. Good.
So you're sitting there
in your fucking tower
and you're
drinking all the ginger ale that's not yours
in your hobo hovel with your editing suite.
Eyeball, give us some more money.
Please, for the love of God, give us money. Go find that video. But basically, it was that we know we have so there's like basic color theory. You know, you got your reds, you got your blues, you got your
greens.
There you go.
Yellow.
Well, it depends on which color theory you're going with, right?
Which color theory?
So you got the paint color theory, you got the light color theory. Okay. For the light color theory, it's the reds, greens, and the blues.
Red, green, blue.
And the reason for that is that you got the cones in your eyeballs. Right.
Wait, there's another color theory? I thought it was just like red, green, blue.
Well,
like,
that's paint, light.
Paint color theory has a different primary set.
Why? What is it?
It's yellow instead of green.
And it's for the same reason.
Oh, you're fucking right, because you mix yellow and blue to get green and paint.
Yeah. And you mentioned that in the video. Okay. But I don't want to get into pigment stuff right now because that's kind of weirdly inverted. Because those are then the colors that are absorbing the light is the pigments you're mixing to change the light that's reflected.
You
so
just said you didn't want to get into
it. So I don't want to get into it. That's why I'm saying I'm walking away from it because it's bewildering.
Yeah, it gets fucking weird.
Light is simpler because it's wavelengths and then you're adding wavelengths together to get other wavelengths. Like,
and then the whole idea is that whatever light you're seeing is the light that's not being absorbed by the thing you're looking at it against.
Yes. So when it comes to the light hitting your eyeballs.
Are you okay?
I forgot my computer.
Oh, we have to turn around.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Where's the next place I can turn?
Just flip it right here.
Right here?
I mean, go for it.
I hope that the recording actually picked up the tire squeal, because that was cool.
Where is your computer, Amy?
It's in our room.
What? You hid it in the bedroom?
I did it.
Like a devious dastard.
I have been conditioned to not leave anything outside in public areas, so I put it into our bedroom.
Oh, that's Aaron's fault. Yes, this is Aaron's fault.
Want to hit this guy?
Let's kill this guy tonight. Okay, so
maybe
pump
the brakes on the murder.
Special second podcast.
Yay!
No, it's all good. It's all good. Color theory.
Color theory.
Hello, girls.
It smells like an egg, like sulfurous. Did you fart?
I did.
Have you just been constantly?
Somebody else nervous fart?
I did not nervous fart today.
Does that mean we're gonna die?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
No, it probably just means
Kyle, we're all going to die.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, but, like, that's not what people mean when they ask that question. Joe.
Is it not?
So, anyway. Color theory.
Red, blue,
so
green.
So, you got your cones.
I didn't pee. I just spilled eyeball on myself. I swear.
It's fine.
Yeah, I didn't
you got
pee,
cones.
Guys.
You got
for the record,
I kind of took that corner aggressively because you said, just turn here. I was like, all right.
Didn't pee. So, just for the record, on podcast.
So, someone pooped a little bit.
Yeah, somebody did poop, but I definitely didn't pee.
poop in my pants?
Color theory means color that theory. You see color.
So, you see color.
That's what I just said.
Because the cones in your eyeballs, right? So you got the three types of cones that they react to certain wavelengths of light or bands of wavelengths of light. And they kind of go one way or the other. Like they trigger neurons, basically, right? That's it.
I thought that was a chicken helmet, and I was about to flip my fucking shit that somebody made a chicken helmet. Now I just get to be disappointed the rest of the day.
Just stupid mohawk. God damn it.
And so the cones have G and B cells in them too, right?
Yeah, so the way that works is, you know, they can sort of detect, you know, they're stimulated by certain wavelengths and they're not stimulated by other wavelengths. So you've got those three. So that's the three that we have. That's what leads to certain color blindnesses, is because some of those aren't working right or aren't there or whatever. There's certain that we have later. But essentially, that's why we have RGB pixels as ways to cheat colors on things, because that way we can just fake out our eyeballs, right?
Okay.
Now, the trick to this is that those things are connected to another basically processing system that is... It changes the way the signal is continuing along. That was a part I wasn't really clear on. I don't really understand super well, but essentially, beyond those simple colors, there's another layer, which is the balance between...
it's like the interpretation of the B, G, and B cells response in your brain or something?
Yeah, so it's like somewhere in the optic nerve or something like that. But essentially, it's that... It's not necessarily gradients.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a gradient that doesn't have the middle part.
It's more like a binary opposition. It's either one way or the other.
That's
right?
Dumb. It's called a gradient.
So, no, it's literally the opposite of a gradient. No,
but it's
you
like
can't have a
you
gradient.
Move from one thing to another.
But the whole point of a gradient is that there's something in the middle, and this is
There's white in the middle.
But that's not. So, one of the gradients was red and green,
with white in the middle.
Quite. And then the other gradient. With no middle values between them that are discrete on both ends somehow, or a gradient, was
blue and yellow.
And this is why it's impossible to have a bluish yellow color.
Or a reddish green color.
Yes.
Right. But you can have a bluish red.
Yes, because those are on different sections, so they can cross over.
And you can have yellowish green?
Yes. Yeah, you can have
which
yellowish
is
green.
Just like a pukier green. It's like a green if you were to like eat a lot of spinach, and then eat a lot of blood. No wait, red green. Sorry, red green can't be mixed. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah. So the whole thing he does is he takes the reason that it's interesting is they've done experiments with people to try and figure out if they can in fact see this color, because you physically cannot see it. Your eyes cannot send that signal to your brain. Because it balances out, basically you get like a null value that comes in. It's like, no, that's nothing there. Which
but
comes
each
up as,
eye functions independently with the cones and rods.
And so what the theory is, if they put your head in a box, presumably still attached to your neck.
I was going to say,
and then
not
you
necessarily.
Show,
I mean, that's only necessary for the person to survive.
That's
I
a
mean,
totally
it's not,
different experiment.
Yeah,
right
it could
be a lethal experiment.
And then you put yellow and one eye and blue in the other eye at the right focal distance and shit, that your brain kind of flips out a little bit.
And it does one of two things.
Well, yeah. Either it shows you... And what happened to me when I watched it was it shifted from blue to yellow and, like, back and forth and, like, wibble-wobbled all around. And,
like,
then I felt confused and scared a little. And then... Some people see a new color that, when they try to describe it, they have no words for.
And so they call it bluish yellow.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's a forbidden color thing.
That's the forbidden color. It can't really exist.
But somehow your brain is either like... It's like the literal thing that happens when you see a Lovecraftian horror. Your brain is either like,
so,
I'm just going to ignore some of the things that are happening. Or
I want
here
to
you go.
Experience this. Can
yeah.
you send
like,
me this video?
It's on my Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's and a new color.
We'll put it on the link.
Here's a terrible thing you should have
in
never 18 seen.
18 weeks when it airs. So,
or you could just Google forbidden color.
Yeah.
How will they know about?
No, I mean not them, Joe. Joe can do that. Joe can
I
do that today.
I can do that when I get to the office.
I keep wanting to say, when people say office,
I don't trust that guy.
The orifice.
When you get to the orifice?
Yeah, and I don't know if people will really enjoy that as much as I'm going to laugh at it.
You don't think they're going to enjoy the orifice?
Like,
I think the question there, Kyle, is who gives a fuck?
Well, it's like, are you coming to the office party tonight? And I'm like, oh, you mean the orifice party?
Orifice
and it's
party.
Like, ugh, I mean,
yeah,
you say that to the wrong person.
I'm
going
to go to the orifice party. It's an orgy. It's just an orgy.
It's just the orifice.
I'm calling it the orifice party. It's just an orgy.
It's an orgy for how many?
One so far.
Presumably the one.
Yeah.
I cannot wait
God
until Ninja
Thank
Sex
you,
Party
NSP,
comes back
for giving
town.
Me all of my jokes.
Yep.
Amy, do
and
you have cheese?
No.
Do you have the cheese?
I don't have any.
Did you just stumble out of your house like a child this morning?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's kill some guy tonight. Amy's getting a backpack to murder a guy, I assume. She's got her little elbow pads.
Aw.
This is the part of the podcast where you can put, like, the Jeopardy music.
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually working.
Not fucking right now, you dumbo.
No, people are asking me questions. See?
Look at all the messages I have.
Seems cool.
One is from cat lovers, though, so that one's the most important.
Ah, yes. I sneezed twice, just to be clear about what that was.
Gesundheit,
and
to
I
your
still
face.
Didn't pee.
Good.
We're all proud of you, buddy.
I'm just
very
saying,
happy that you didn't pee.
Somebody later is going to say, hey, it looks like you peed, and I'm going to be referred to our podcast in 3 months, please.
I mean, good. Be cooler if you did.
I peed?
Yeah.
No.
I'd rather you didn't pee in my car.
I'm just going to pee a little
bit. It's not in your car. It's in his pants.
Yeah. His pants are adjacent to my car.
They're car adjacent.
Well,
adjacent.
I mean...
Pant adjacent?
Beggars can't be choosers here.
Kendrick. I'm not a beggar yet. Not until I lose my job and I have to be editing this in a van down by the river. Subsisting on a diet primarily of government cheese.
That does, I mean, is government cheese really bad?
I don't think they make it anymore.
I don't think you get that.
What, like, was it, where did they even sell government cheese?
They didn't sell it. That was the thing. It was, so, I believe, now this is purely Kendrick's drunken memory here.
So it's more reliable than most people.
But not necessarily. I mean, I'll look this up, because I'd like someone to comment on this and tell me if I'm wrong. Garion probably knows better.
I will!
My understanding was before they had food stamps, what they would do instead of just saying, well, wait a minute, we could just give you the money to buy your own food.
They're like,
well, we'll, like, buy food and give it to you.
That way you just get less of a choice.
Well, and it made sense. You know, it makes sense in a time when you don't just want to throw money at things.
People don't know what kind of cheese they're getting. There's no cheese regulation.
It was like American cheese, and it wasn't good. And oh, my God, we may not live.
No, this person is doing their job to go slow in a school zone.
That's not...
There's
even remotely
zone
my problem.
Back there.
I don't care.
Look, Kendrick doesn't
fuck
care about
children.
Kids. You heard it here.
Whoa.
He's the one that's not giving money to teachers.
No, as in, he doesn't care. Not the other thing.
Yeah. No, I give money to teachers by spending money at Walmart, okay? Do the math. Follow the money. That's how it works.
I thought you said it's child work at work.
Child
work.
That's where the teacher money comes from. Property taxes, which are primarily paid by businesses because of the higher levy that they do.
Since
Walmart exists and takes up a lot of square footage, tends to pay a lot of property taxes. Admittedly, it negotiates lower taxes than several smaller businesses in the same footprint,
this
but
just
has a much higher
Kendrick's argument for why society will work.
Anyway, cones in your eyes.
No. We're not
done
there.
With that.
We're fucking done with that. No, we're back to, what was the other one? Government cheese. Yeah.
Government cheese.
So there was all kinds of, like, food handouts they would do. They would, you know, if you qualified or whatever, I don't even know how they managed it, but they would just give you food. And so, like, bread lines, right? And then they realized it was, I'm pretty sure it coincided with the food stamps, where they're like, wait a minute, why don't we just subsidize the grocery stores and just give you money to give to just grocery stores so you don't buy drugs with it.
I mean, so does it effectively solve nothing, though, because they're doing the same thing, right? Because nobody was spending money on government cheese, were they?
Well, so the government was spending money on government cheese, and they buy it,
oh, so they're
package
just
it,
spending less
it.
Money to have
and
people
so instead of being
stores.
Bad at that, and I don't know why, I'm assuming it's because they sucked at it, because they probably aren't very good at distributing cheese. So they just say, wait a minute, there's all these other guys that are... Now, again, this is my speculation, and it probably wasn't how it was phrased, but you could look at it, you know, project backwards, like they're humans. And they're not people, they're politicians.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the people using government cheese.
No,
like,
no,
they're probably
they're
not
just having
that
a bad time.
It.
They're just having a bad time. But the people who run... This is Fasong for the people in the streets, not the People City Hall.
Okay.
People City Hall, fuck them too.
Yes.
But... I think that it was the realization that they're better off just leeching off of this existing distribution systems.
Did you hear about what they ended up doing with the government egg stuff?
No.
So, like, they used to have these gigantic farms where, like, the government would run these farms, right? And it actually led to a lot of the way that, like, farms are regulated now for, like, how what you can do and can't do on these, like, kind of, like, industrialized farms.
Yeah.
Because they weren't doing the proper stuff to take care of, like, the chickens. So a bunch of people who were eating these eggs actually ended up getting really, really sick. And so they stopped doing that. I don't know if that has anything to do with the cheese or
might
not,
be.
But I just made all that up, by the way.
You did kind of not do the best job of your made-up stuff.
That's fine.
I've seen better.
I couldn't really think of where to go, and I really just wanted to talk about how people were going to turn into zombies. And
you,
so, like,
you're way better at details when you're remembering stuff, and when you're making shit up, you forget details. Like, you would have said salmonella.
No.
If you were really doing it. You'd have been like,
I think
like
you're
salmonella.
Giving me a lot more credit than I...
No, because you latch on to big words that you can use.
Me, personally?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Anyway. So, I don't think they have government cheese anymore, is what I'm saying. But then again, I'm still not really... I'm not
Isn't
really,
that what, like, Velveeta is?
Well, the government doesn't make that. The
not
craft
anymore,
does.
But it's, like, the same thing.
I believe it was a similar type of cheese-based product. I don't know. Has anybody here had government cheese?
Never had government cheese.
So, I know the food stamp system, which they now call SNAPs.
Why?
Probably because it's not stamps anymore. I mean, it's a credit card now. It's
a special
debit card. So, no, it's not credit. It's a debit card, I should say. It is a... This is further conflated. Credit cards are the first ones to build the magnetic strip standard, and then debit cards horned in, and then, like, now they're all credit cards, but they're credit/debit, and they don't have a nice universal term for the fucking card. So, yeah, it's a debit card that can only be used by certain authorized grocery stores. Which is why you'll see stuff SNAPs taken or SNAPs accepted.
I don't know that I've ever noticed that anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, the same reason I don't notice, like, the no firearms allowed signs.
Yeah.
Which is probably bad.
Just walk around in a haze. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Those signs are not in any way legally binding. They are...
I mean, like, yeah, but if you don't leave, they can actually call a cop to come get you
They
out.
Can do that without the sign, too.
Yeah, no, what I mean is, like, it leads
nothing to do with the
to
sign.
A thing where you're breaking a rule that it's easier to enforce.
The rule, it is nothing to do, it is not easier, it's not anything. It doesn't make it easier for them to call the cops, it doesn't make it easier for them to prosecute you, it has zero bearing on anything. No legal
It has
bearing.
To have some type of bearing.
No.
If you post a sign that says no trespassing and people trespass, you have, like, a thing, you have a precedent. Like,
no, they're still, regardless, they're trespassing one way or the other.
Sure, but, like... Okay, so you're just saying
it's
just like a no trespassing sign.
If you put no trespassing, it's a courtesy to remind you that this is where your place ends and my place starts.
Sure, but like, so like, why would people use those signs if they don't do anything?
Virtue signaling. It's so that people feel safer there.
Not fucking gun signs, but no trespassing sign.
No trespassing signs are typically because people were trespassing and they wanted to put the sign up before they
could. Trespassing isn't illegal.
No, trespassing is absolutely illegal.
Oh, okay.
But... In some cases, the sign makes people not do it. Like, the sign made people not bring guns in, but it doesn't necessarily... So, it might have a practical effect, but it doesn't have a legal one.
And so, because guns are legal, like, in some sense to carry around in Colorado, like, in various different ways, those signs don't mean anything.
Sorry, I'll put it in this sense. They mean something to the people putting them up. They mean something to people who choose to follow them.
Mean something,
but in a
legally,
legal sense,
we're only talking
nothing.
About the legal sense.
And
right
that, so that,
that's what I'm asking.
You're dancing
you.
Around here.
No. I'm asking you a question that says, is it because guns are legal in various ways to carry in Colorado that those signs don't mean anything?
What I'm saying is that those signs have no legal. Those signs have no representation in any legal sense.
But
they don't
I'm
exist in
you
any policy.
Is
they don't
it
exist
because
any law.
There's an overarching law that you can carry.
Yeah, well, I
can
put
carry.
A sign up that says. You know, no people with purple hair in here. That doesn't necessarily magically mean that you're not allowed to be there because you have purple hair.
Sure, but you're just ignoring what I'm asking you. I'm asking you a question.
I answered
that,
your question.
I'm asking you a question about, is it the laws in the state or whatever that allow you to carry or not carry that make those signs more or less effective legally? Like, if you were in a state that said you weren't allowed to open carry or conceal carry, right? Let's say there's a state like that, and they put a sign up like that. Is that now a legally binding sign or not? Like, if you're
if
not even allowed to carry.
If there's a law in the books that says by posting this sign, you're tapping into this legal construct, then sure. But there is no legal anything in Colorado that makes those signs somehow
What
special.
About, like, in post office and schools and stuff?
Those are inheriting legal stuff from outside it. So there's a law that specifically says where,
right?
Well, not even necessarily federal. When you get, the thing you have to remember is, when you do anything, you can do anything you want by default. Laws exist to limit what you can do, right? You're allowed to do anything unless there's a law against it, right? So the default behavior
is... No, you're allowed to do anything unless you get caught.
So there's that. Anytime that you have something that restricts you, it has certain rules around how it's restricting you, right? So when it comes to carrying firearms, by federal law, you can carry firearms because there's nothing stopping you from saying you can have own and carry a gun because they don't care. State level specifically says you're allowed to open carry a firearm as long as it's not concealed.
In Colorado.
Yeah, okay. In a lot of places, it says you cannot carry a firearm outside the home without a permit or a license. In Colorado, as long as you're of age to own the firearm, which is where it defaults to some of the federal stuff, and I think there might be some state laws that double up on that, so you have to be 21 to own a handgun, for example, you're allowed to open carry it in certain places.
So you can open carry like a rifle?
You can open carry a rifle slung on your back, yes.
Are we going? I don't know why this guy's not going. He was worried about that truck, that Final Destination truck.
Yeah, it does look Final Destination-y.
It's going to be Final Destination.
So, in that sense, so there are certain rules around where you can open carry. At the top of my head, I don't remember where they are. I think it might be certain.
But those are part of the open carry law.
Those are part of the amendments to the Constitution. I mean, laws built on top of it that control open carry.
From the federal level.
No. Colorado Constitution.
Okay. Sorry.
We have our own Constitution.
Why? We already have one. Why do we need another one?
Because there's governing laws to control all of your bodies. Like, the federal Constitution doesn't control what the state government can do.
No laws control my body.
Well, the Constitution doesn't control you either. The Constitution technically controls what the government can do.
Good.
So, continuing down that line, when it comes to the concealed carry, that's a law that came about expanding the limitations that are in the Constitution and the laws built on that.
What do you think the necessity of a concealed carry law was? Like, how do you think it came up? Because we're like, okay, you can open carry, like, in Colorado if you can own the gun, et cetera, right? So, like, what is the origin of the necessity of a concealed carry law?
Well, I'm not certain, but Colorado has changed a lot from when the Constitution was ratified to now, in that we are no longer walking around with spurs on our heels, riding horses and shooting each other in the street, right? I mean, when we were a territory, we were made into a state.
It depends on where you go. I mean, sometimes crazy shit happens.
Pueblo doesn't count.
But we went to the same place.
Because it's fucking Pueblo. I mean,
no offense, Pueblo, but you're scary.
I mean offense. Fuck that.
All right.
Wow. Fuck you, Pueblo. Joe Quick sits on internet. Kyle.
No, don't fucking tag all of us in that. Just tag Joe Quick. Say Joe Quick is Pueblo racist, and then just leave
it. I'm not racist.
That.
I just don't like
it
Pueblo.
It was a specific type of racism against Puebloans.
Is
not
no,
racist. I don't care about Pueblo.
From
what?
No, but like we've already talked about this. Oh, any nationality, race, gender, physical attribute,
I don't like where this is going.
Clothing style choice, car choice is a race technically.
No,
that's
not how that works.
That's not how any
if
of
Irish
this
people
works.
Are a race. People who
that's
drive Subarus are a race.
How that works? They've got genetic. I keep getting sucked into this.
I'm just saying, like, if
you're
winning
move,
you're genetically predispositioned to want to own a Subaru, so therefore you're a race of people who like to own Subarus.
That's not how that works.
But they act so much differently than regular people.
What do you mean?
They're bad at driving. They're all smug. They all kind of have that air of, like, you know, being from somewhere that.
No. That's not a race. That's still a regional thing. That's just people from Boulder.
So people from Boulder are a race.
No, that's a... That's
Boulderians.
Hashtag
shots fired?
That would be...
There's already been shots fired against Boulder on this podcast.
Is it xenophobia, then, that where you hate people from a place, or is that...
All right, anyway.
Xenophobia is...
Joe's racist against Puebloans, and what the origins of concealed carry...
Not racist against...
So I think that the origins of that would just be people... I mean, I'm not really sure where it comes about. Nowadays, it's like reciprocity limits and laws and stuff people because other people are doing it. So I imagine the initial thing was probably just self-defense concerns. Crime in areas, you don't want to be seen as a person with a gun, but you want to have the option to have a gun.
Okay, yeah, they bring that up in the classes where you learn about it, where it's like, there's a reason to not open carry, and it's because you don't want to act like you're going to start shit with everybody that you see, so...
Yeah, and if you knew how many concealed carry permits were issued.
Are you saying that, like, I know, so if you knew, you'd know more about it.
I believe it's a very large number.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. I just know that they offer, when I took my class on it and I saw ads for the classes, there were a shitload of classes and a lot of places offering the training, but not every jurisdiction issues them. So, so the issue of who, like, how many, there's, but basically there's probably a shitload of guns out there.
So why does...
I really did not want to be...
Why is, like... So how do they determine reciprocity when you're talking about concealed carry stuff? So, like, do the states get together at a big, like, frat party and everyone's like, what's up, man? And then they split off into their own little kind of, like, clique groups. And then, like, the reciprocity people are, like, hanging out in the basement playing foosball and video games. And, like, the other people who are better than that are, like, upstairs drinking wine and eating cheese.
I like Kyle's version of government.
Like, you can't really, like, interact.
Way,
you know,
better than
the people playing, like, video games really don't want wine and cheese. They just want, like, a beer or some pizza. But, like, the only food at the party is the food upstairs. So, like, they kind of just have to sit down there and they kind of get angry. And they're like, let's just make a rule that says we can do stuff with each other and not those stupid wine and cheese eating assholes upstairs.
Kind of lost the thread of where the metaphor applies.
Yeah, no, I'm gone. Oh,
no, I'm sorry, were you thinking there was one to begin with?
So the reciprocity is usually, I think, a result of...
Flippin' flapjacks. That's not what it's a result of, but that's a sweet name for a pancake place.
Band name.
Good band name, too.
I'm updating the list.
Okay. It's... I think some states specifically outline which states they, like, accept. And I think some of them are implied based on the level of, like, effort you have to go into. So some states are like, yeah, if you have been from any of these states or any state in the union, then you could do it. But other ones are like, well, we require a little more stuff, so we're not going to honor so-and-so. It's like, ours is a class, and was it a class, no felonies, and...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's some rules.
But other places that are
other
similar.
Other places are, might have, like, a class of live fire training and no felonies.
But it is. Reciprocity is determined at the state level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not at the federal level. So
yes. The
states have to agree within each other and, like, okay, you're good enough to trust us there.
And it's really deciding for themselves which states they want to accept. Because remember, states can only control...
No,
things
I get.
In their state.
I understand the basics there. I'm just wondering about the process, right? Like, I want to know. Like, I would love to know, like, how they decide on that stuff. Is it done via, like, a kind of like a census where you, like, you go get a census of, like, other people's, like, regulations and stuff, and you're like, these people are very similar to us, so we can accept, you know, any type of thing, either manufactured, licensed, blah blah blah, from these other states, right?
As far as.
Like reciprocity is one part of it, but I'm talking about, like, you have lots of regulations too. Like you might have regulations for how a factory can be run, and
so
that might
so
determine if you can have or not have certain products in a state.
So there's two broad sections here. The reciprocity laws are based off of the legislature. So they get elected, and then they take a lot of money from a lot of people, and then they do what they say. Depending on what level of government you're at, it might not be a lot of money, it might be a little bit of money, and then you do whatever they say to the people who gave you money, so you can get money for re-election. So in that sense, there's the lobbyists from the gun lobby, which includes places like the NRA nationally, and they fucking around. And then there's several smaller ones at the state level that would be pushing for better reciprocity, so that all the states are more consistent and people can travel with their firearms. And then you've got other people pushing against that with the other lobbying groups, so you just kind of throw money at the politicians until one stacks higher and they vote that way. And then they change the law in a way.
Is that really how politics works?
Yes.
There's no fucking way that's it's not even representation of people. That's just representation of cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You're not familiar with the lobbyists? Like,
I know, I'm just, like, saying it as, like, an affirmation on this recorded podcast that... Yeah. It officially,
our political system is a joke.
Yeah, and so, like, I kind of... It's hard for me to believe that... can it work? Amy, can it work?
I mean...
Amy, are you alive?
No.
We left her.
You're not alive?
She's working from home. Didn't you notice that?
Yeah. I'm not here. What do you need?
I was going to be, like, and our special guest, Amy, before she forgot her backpack because she wasn't saying anything, but I was going to make her be Sean Bean or something like that.
Sean Bean. Anyway, so yeah, and then the other side of that is the regulatory stuff.
Why don't they teach kids about this in, like, high school?
They do. It's civics class.
I never took a civics class in
me
high school.
Me either.
Yeah.
Really?
So
No, Amy, when you tell me about your high school experience, I'm, like, envious. Like, I wish I could go back and do what you did in high school.
You're rich.
All I fucking had to do in high school was take some stupid gym classes and do some fucking AP courses, and they didn't give a shit about what else I did. Like... It was so dumb, and I fucking am so angry about it, because I didn't learn any valuable skills. I didn't learn anything about, like, our I'm, like, the worst citizen of the United States that you could possibly think of.
You're
like,
far from the worst citizen.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty bad. Like,
no, you got the Socratic thing going for you. You know you suck, so you don't suck nearly as much as the people.
Sure. Okay, yeah. That's fair. But, like...
exactly.
Armchair government.
If we could implement your government, just, that, like, was really cool.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Can we have that happen?
With the one with the party? We're just playing foosball.
Dude, it's a really cool video game thing in the basement. Like, they've got some pretty sweet, like...
That sounds like...
Do they have, like, a stand-up arcade set up in there?
Yeah, like, they have, like, that Star Wars game where you can, like, sit down and run through, like, the Death Star Trench and stuff.
Oh, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's, like, two-player instead of one-player. Because they, you know, because it's government and we can spend whoever's money we want.
So the other part was the regulations for, like, manufacturing stuff are done by agencies that are appointed by the law, and then they get to make up their own rules based off whatever they want.
Oh, okay.
And then those are often manipulated by, not directly, but those are often given some kind of cash for, by
various
agencies.
Let's kill two co-workers tonight.
Only if they keep walking down the middle of the parking lot.
That's not even the middle.
Yeah.
Nope, they're just
you're being awfully paranoid.
Nope, they're just standing in my spot.
Just keep pulling up.
No, it's that thing where people walk so slow.
Yep.
They don't have anywhere they need to be or anything they need to do.
I know. They're just mobbing today. They're mob programming.
Well, that was a really long one. So
yeah, that's what she said. So yeah, 35. That's like a long for a regular.
Since God, you look like you got punched by the gorilla.
I did.
From Waterboy.
Yep.
That gorilla punch you in the eye again? They ever catch that gorilla that punch you in the eye?
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody.
Yeah.
For more amateur civics lessons.
Yeah. I was like, thinking we should just do a segment where Kendrick talks to me about the fucking how the government works because I didn't learn it in high school.
I didn't learn it in high school either.
Yeah, but I should have learned it in high school.
Schoolhouse Rock, really. Just watch that.
It's not Schoolhouse Rock. There's no way that's how it works anymore. Schoolhouse Rock doesn't cover lobbyism. Happening.